Unit 30B, Activity 3.
Hello, Angela. So this is the dresser you told me about?
Yes, that's it. I really want to repaint it. I don't like the blue color anymore.
Mm-hmm. And the paint is really cracked and blistered. We need to do some stripping to remove it.
What will we do?
First, we will remove all of the hardware, such as pulls, knobs, and hinges.
And then we'll remove the paint?
Well, before removing the paint, I will check if the piece is damaged. For example, if there are any loose legs or joints, we'll repair or tighten them if necessary. Then I'll get us the safety equipment.
Safety equipment? Why?
Well, we'll be working with strong chemicals, so we will need protection, such as goggles, gloves, protective clothes, and a respirator because of the fumes.
Really? I didn't know that.
And we will work outside, so don't worry. Next, we'll pour the stripping agent into this metal paint tray. Then I'll begin to apply a nice thick layer of stripper to your piece of furniture with a brush.
What will the stripper do?
The chemicals break the bond between the wood and the paint. And after some time, you will see that the finish starts to bubble up and soften. And then we can remove it with a scraper.
That sounds easy.
Well, sometimes you have to repeat this process. And when the old paint is finally off, I will take some steel wool, dip it into the stripper, and scrub off the last bits of remaining color.
And then I can start repainting it?
Not yet. As a last step, we will rinse the piece entirely. Otherwise, the leftover chemical residue could react with the new finish. What color will you paint it after the sanding?
I'm not quite sure yet. Either a soft light green or a creamy white. What do you think?
Well, I think white would be nice.